Bradley in Boulder, Colorado. Bradley, may I ask you a question? Would you describe yourself as a liberal, conservative, or a derivative of one of those two?
Yeah, I guess I hate to call myself a moderate Republican because I know what happens to people that categorize themselves that way. I'm fiscally conservative and socially liberal.
Okay, so you're fiscally conservative, socially moderate, which basically is your pro-choice. Pro-choice, but you like occasional tax cuts.
I like tax cuts all the time, Rush.
Yeah, good. Progress. You say, why do we have to stoop to their level? We're letting them get away with defining us every damn day of the year.
You brought up Ronald Reagan earlier.
I did.
Ronald Reagan referred to the Soviet Union as an evil empire.
That's right.
To my knowledge, he never referred to Tip O'Neill as evil. People like Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler, those were men that were evil.
What you are saying, I think I get this now. Because you're bouncing off the caller we had yesterday. He asked a question. What's the middle ground between good and evil? He wasn't talking about people. He was talking about behavior and occurrences. And his point was that liberals will accommodate evil behavior while at the same time punish good behavior. There's no middle ground. There's nothing good about evil. You should not even seek it out.
Well, let's take the issue of the tax cut, Rush. Conservative people, and then you've got the Democrats, I'm sure wouldn't want to see any tax cut at all. But are you going to tell me that 2.6 is good and $300 billion is evil?
He wasn't talking about, we need to get the transcript of that and get the context where he wasn't talking about issues and tax cuts. He was talking about behavior.
But isn't that what we're talking about? We're talking about people who believe that government should be smaller and people that believe government should be larger. Isn't there a place for moderation when you're talking about what should the responsibilities of government be?
Well, here's the problem with the tax bill is that the terms of the debate are wholly, wholly inaccurate. This is not in any way large the way it has been portrayed by its enemies. And would you say that lying, purposefully distorting for the purposes of scaring, frightening and so forth, borders on mean and evil?
Yes, I would.
Well, I'm going to tell you, there's been a lot of evil going on then in the debate about this tax bill, because this tax bill is puny.
By historical standards, yes, compared to Kennedy's
and
Reagan's.
By anybody's standards, compared to the amount of money the government is going to spend in the next 10 years, it is puny.
Mm-hmm. But to say that Jim Jeffords, for instance, is evil because he pushed
for...
I mean,
he's wrong, and he's disingenuous as hell, and he's probably
not
stupid, but he's... I didn't say he's evil, and neither did the guy who called yesterday.
Yeah. Well, he definitely implied that certain people on the other side are evil, and that's not contributing to what George Bush promised, which is to change the tone. I mean, let's say these people are wrong. These people are...
Well, I'm indicating here that is all I... And Bush won't even do that because it'll upset the new tone. Criticizing your opponents is out of bounds because that violates the concept of setting the new tone. You can't just sit around and rely on a new tone. The new tone hasn't gotten Bush anywhere. It is his partisanship. And by the way, the same thing can be said of Daschle.
Mm-hmm.
Daschle publicly is the most mild-mannered, soft-spoken guy, but behind the scenes, Bradley, he is the most partisan man in Washington, D.C., And Daschle presents himself in public as this, mild-mannered Clark Kent kind of guy. When, in fact, their whole effort has been to delegitimize the Bush presidency. And our side better recognize what we're up against if we're going to fend that off and beat it back and then triumph over it. Whether it's good or evil is irrelevant to me. This guy yesterday who asked this question, this guy I'm sure believes that abortion's murder. How do you compromise with that?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the middle ground between killing and not killing?
I would agree with you that on the issue of abortion, that there is no compromise. But I think on a wide range of other issues, the mm-hmm. environment, education, tax cuts, there is middle ground.
Well, tax cuts, maybe the environment. I do believe there's a right and wrong in the environment. And I don't believe that I should compromise what I believe about the environment. I believe fervently in the digging up the discovery and production of more sources of supply. The Democrats are portraying drilling as evil, destructive, murderous, killing, polluting, destroying, blah, 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 when it's not.
Well, maybe there's, on the issue of environment, there's room for compromise.
Okay, you obviously are big on compromise.
I'm big on getting things done, Rush. If being obstinate about your principles means that you don't get any of your legislation passed, what good is your principle?
If it keeps the other guy's legislation getting passed, it's great.
You're in favor of gridlock?
Yep, damn right, Bradley. That is my favorite word. It's my favorite thing. I think we have too many laws. I think the government has too much control over our lives. The federal government tells us how much water can flow through our toilets, Bradley. You and the founding fathers would be turning over in their graves if they knew to the extent the federal government was involved in daily life. Now the government's going to tell us what the mileage has to be in our automobiles. The government, there's way too much government invention. Look at the tax code. How many thousands of pages is it?
Rush, I'm all in favor of getting rid of regulation, but there are certain things that require legislation. We would not have a tax cut.
The only reason that we need legislation on taxes is because we've had too much stupid legislation leading up to now. The legislation that we create on taxes is corrective, or ought to be. I'm serious. I love gridlock. I loved the government shutdown. I loved that sleigh ride guy out in Jellystone National Park complaining that he had no riders. I loved it. We had too many laws interceding in our lives.
The American people respond to a political party that can get things done.
If getting things done means coming up with policies and laws that take more of what I produce and give it to somebody else, that's not progress. I hate this definition of, it's been a great Congress, look at all the legislation was passed. That's a wrong way to judge Congress. The best Congresses ought to be judged on the least legislation passed. Anybody tells me we don't have enough laws has got a misunderstanding of what the government's all about. We need caps on laws and not caps on energy prices. We need caps on laws. There's too many of them. Pure and simple. I got a break. Thanks for the call, Bradley.